Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of November 2017. Supreme Court has agreed to hold an urgent hearing on rising air pollution in Delhi, saying the problem cannot be ignored. National Green Tribunal has directed that only 50,000 pilgrims will be allowed to visit the Vaishno Devi Shrine in Jammu to avoid any untoward incident. GST Council has exempted the import of specific sports goods by sportspersons of outstanding eminence from the ambit of Integrated Goods and Services Tax, IGST. GST Council has said that all taxpayers would file return in form GSTR3B along with payment of tax by 20th of the succeeding month till March 2018. GST Council has said that for filing form GSTR3B, the amount of late fee payable by taxpayer whose tax liability for that month was nil will be 20 rupees per day, 10 rupees per day each under CGST and SGST Acts, instead of 200 rupees per day, 100 rupees per day each under CGST and SGST Acts. Supreme Court's registry has issued an administrative order saying that lawyers can only ask the Chief Justice of India, CJI, to list their cases for an early hearing, barring them from making such a request to any other judge. Supreme Court has stayed Delhi High Court order quashing the election of AIFF President Praful Patel and other office bearers and thereby directed the AIFF selected committees to function regularly till the next hearing. Supreme Court has directed the centre to ensure that the cess collected under building and other construction workers, Regulation of Employment and Conditions of Service, Act, 1996 is properly utilized for the welfare of such workers. Delhi High Court has ruled that centre cannot deny passports to Indian citizens staying in designated Tibetan refugee settlements. Delhi High Court has directed municipal corporations to widely publicize the facilities and procedures available for registration and obtainment of birth and death certificates. Delhi High Court has struck down certain portions of Parts 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7 of Income Computation and Disclosure Standards, ICDS, and connected notifications and circulars issued by Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT. Bombay High Court has observed that there is no compulsion for any legal heir of a deceased predecessor to either apply for a succession certificate or an heirship certificate.